What's up, Turks and Caicos? That's right, it's Ashley Brooks back again with another episode of Sports on the Go, your weekly update for all things sports. Happy Monday. I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. And as always, we have a jam-packed show for you guys today, so we're going to go ahead and dive right into it. Starting off with some local news, the inter-high football season was set to kick off this past weekend, but unfortunately, due to extreme weather conditions, the games have been postponed. There has not been an announcement for a new date as yet, but as soon as we know, we will let you guys know. But just want to apologize to everyone who was expecting the games this past weekend. Obviously, the weather is out of their control, so we'll keep you guys updated and posted with the new dates once they're released. However, one event that did escape the weather this weekend, the National Cancer Awareness Society of the Turks and Caicos Islands hosted an awareness walk on Saturday morning. It was very well attended as hundreds of people gathered outside IGA in Grace Bay to support the walkathon and also raise cancer awareness. So we'd like to give a big shout out to the National Cancer Awareness Society of the Turks and Caicos Islands for hosting this event, and we hope to see many, many more in the future. Moving right along to some regional sports news, starting with the sport of cricket. Julian, a member of the West Indies 1975 World Cup winning team, passed away on Sunday at Valison in northwest Trinidad at the age of 75. The passing of Bernard Julian invites reflection on both the brilliance of his cricketing life and the complex times through which he lived. His career reminds us that the story of the West Indies cricket is not only about triumphs on the field, but about the choices and circumstances that shape generations of players and the region itself. Bernard Julian was one of the quiet legends of the 1975 World Cup, a tournament that 50 years ago brought this region joy like no other as the West Indies lifted the first men's world title in the history of the games. His skill and composure were central to that victory. He took 4 for 20 against Sri Lanka, 4 for 27 against New Zealand, and 2 for 38 in the final at Lord's, along with a vital 26 not out that helped seal the championship. He will be dearly missed by the West Indies cricketing community. May his soul rest in peace. That was a statement from the CWI president, Dr. Kishore Shallow, on the passing of the late, great Bernard Julian. Moving right along, we have some news from the World Para Athletics Championships. Trinidad and Tobago's Akeem Stewart continued his impressive showing at the World Para Athletics by capturing silver in the men's F44 discus on Friday. Competing at the JN Stadium, Stewart produced a season's best throw of 59.64 to finish behind eventual winner Andres Mosquera of Neira, Colombia, who won gold with a personal best effort of 60.26 meters. Former Paralympic gold medalist Dan Greaves of Great Britain was third in 52.42 meters. And just to provide a little clarification, the F44 classification is for field athletes who demonstrate normal functionality with their throwing arm but have lower limb impairments. And lastly, in regional sports news from the sport of track and field, St. Lucia's track queen Julian Alfred returned from her historic outing at the World Athletic Championships in Tokyo to a major reception on Thursday at the Hewanara International Airport. Alfred, the reigning Olympic champion in the women's 100 meter, claimed bronze last month to capture her country's first ever medal at the World Championships. The homecoming ceremony was attended by officials from the Ministry of Youth Development and Sports, the St. Lucia Olympic Committee, the St. Lucia Athletics Association, and the St. Lucian Tourism Authority. Welcome home. We are eternally proud of you, said Sports Minister Kenson Casimir as he greeted the 24-year-old Alfred on the tarmac. Alfred, who was among the favorites to win gold at the World Championships, said she was pleased with her performances throughout the season. As I reminisce and I think about the season I had, even though it didn't end the way I wanted it to, I'm very proud to bring home a bronze medal, the first ever for St. Lucia. The highlight of my season is just the amount of St. Lucians I saw. Wherever I go, the amount of flags. That will be the highlight of my season this year. President of the St. Lucia Athletics Association, Dora Henry, congratulated Alfred for flying the St. Lucia flag high whenever she stepped on the track and described her as a shining example of determination and excellence. Julian, you are our pride, our star, and our lasting inspiration Henry said. So once again, congratulations to Julian Alfred. As she stated, the season didn't end how she wanted to, as she had to pull out of the finals dealing with a hamstring injury. But nevertheless, coming from such a small country and being on the world's biggest stages and doing what she's done, she deserves all of her flowers. So moving right along to some international sports news, we had a lot of action over the weekend, and we're going to start with the MLB playoffs. So we had game one, Brewers versus the Cubs. The Brewers won 9-3. We had game one, the Phillies versus the Dodgers. The Dodgers won 5-3. We had the Blue Jays versus the Yankees for game two. Blue Jays won 13-7. And lastly, we had the game two of Mariners versus Tigers. The Mariners won 3-2. Next up, on Saturday, we had a lot of MLS matches, so we'll go through those scores right now. First up, we had Charlotte versus DC United. Charlotte won 1-0. We had Montreal versus Nashville. That game ended in a 1-1 tie. Next up, we had FC Dallas versus LA Galaxy. FC Dallas won 2-1. We had Inter Miami versus New England. Inter Miami won 4-1. We had Philadelphia versus New York City. Philadelphia won 1-0. We had Orlando City versus Columbus. That game ended in a 1-1 tie. We had New York Red Bulls versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati won 1-0. We had Chicago versus Toronto. That game ended in a 2-2 tie. We had the Houston Dynamo versus San Diego FC. San Diego FC won 4-2. We had Minnesota versus Sporting KC. Minnesota won 3-0. We had St. Louis versus Austin. St. Louis won 3-1. We had Real Salt Lake versus Colorado. Real Salt Lake won 1-0. We had the Seattle Sounders versus Portland. Sounders won 1-0. And on yesterday, we had Vancouver versus San Jose. Vancouver won 4-1. And lastly, we had the LAFC versus Atlanta United. LAFC won 1-0. Moving right along to the WNBA Finals, we had game two on yesterday evening. Aces versus Mercury. As you guys know, the Aces won this match 91-78. To take a 2-0 lead in the series. Game 3 will be on Wednesday, October 8th at 8 p.m., so definitely circle your calendars and tune in if you can. Next up, we had some ICC cricket matches over the weekend as well, so we'll bring you those scores. We had West Indies versus India. India won by innings and 140 runs. We had New Zealand versus Australia. Australia won by 3 wickets with 12 balls left. We had Malawi versus Botswana. Malawi won by 56 runs. We had Kenya versus Tanzania. Kenya won by 51 runs. We had Uganda versus Nigeria. Uganda won by 66 runs. And we also had Namibia versus Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe won by 7 wickets with 4 balls left. On yesterday, Sunday, we had Afghanistan versus Bangladesh. Bangladesh won by 6 wickets with 12 balls left. And last but not least, we had a whole lot of NFL action on yesterday, so we'll bring you the scores for those matches right now. Starting off with the Vikings versus Browns over in London. The Vikings won 21-17. We had the Cowboys versus Jets. The Cowboys won 37-22. We had the Saints versus the Giants. The Saints won that matchup 26-14 to win their first game of the season. We had the Colts versus the Raiders. The Colts won 40-6. We had the Panthers versus the Dolphins. The Panthers won 27-24. We had the Eagles versus Broncos. The Broncos won 21-17. We had the Ravens versus the Texans. The Texans won 44-10. We had the Cardinals versus the Titans. The Titans won 22-21. We had the Buccaneers versus the Seahawks. The Buccaneers won 38-35. We had the Lions versus the Bengals. The Lions won 37-24. We had the Commanders versus Chargers. The Commanders won 27-10. And we had the Patriots versus the Bills. The Patriots won 23-20. So a weekend full of upsets, as you can see. But on tonight, Monday Night Football, we have a nice matchup, Jaguars versus Chiefs. That game is going to be at 8:15. So definitely tune in if you can. So my good people, that's my time for today. Again, my name is Ashley Brooks. This was Sports on the Go right here on Radio Turks and Caicos 89.1 FM, the number one station in the nation. I hope you guys have an amazing Monday, an amazing start to your week, and I'll see you right back here on Wednesday, same place, same time.